Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
I'm going to introduce Roma. She's a karate instructor, coach of the Netherlands Olympic karate team, and life and business coach in Netherlands. Yeah, the sessions, I believe, would be some gentle exploration in the quality of the body and about some safety issues, like when we feel the danger as well, that I get the sense from the sessions. And I'm very excited to have some movement. Please don't be scared to move. And Roma will lead you into a nice and safe way. Welcome, Roma.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome into the session. We'll be Mirella and I, my assistant. She's here because I made an injury on my knee, but she'll be here to demonstrate some stuff together with me. If you don't hear me, raise your hand or just flag it in the chat. And then the host will speak up to me and I know that I won't be heard or I won't be seen. Welcome into the session. It's a very gentle exploration of the body. So I might be dressed very professionally in my gi, yeah? So this is a karate gi with Brazilian jiu-jitsu, judo, aikido, they all wear a gi and it's a Japanese outfit. Basically, this is peasant clothes, yeah? It's nothing special. It looks great, but it's just peasant clothes, it's just clothes. You can be at home wearing your t-shirt, your sweater, or your sweatpants. All is good. Everyone is welcome. This session, we are women. We do a martial art, yeah? Martial arts is usually done by men. And that's a shame because we women have a very full, powerful body ourselves. And I would like to explore our body, men or women, it doesn't matter. Children can join, yeah? If you have a partner and your partner is willing to step in and to exercise with you, we'll do some small explorations. It would be nice if you have a partner available. If you don't have a partner available, don't worry. We're gonna do it anyway here. We'll demonstrate and Mirella, she'll kindly show you how it works or how it doesn't, yeah? Because we'll also show when the body doesn't function the way it is. And this is like strengthening the body without your training heavy muscle and stuff like that. It will be exploration from your muscles and your joints that you already have, because the body is more than just the physical outer exterior sense. It has all kinds of joints, yeah? So it has your shoulder, your elbow, your wrist, even in your fingers, you have all kinds of joints in your knee and your hips and your tailbone. And we'll be using all of this, we'll be using all of this to see how we can strengthen the body. While it may look the same, it will be better. So if you have any questions, you can put it in the chat and my host will, you know, speak up and say it. And don't feel free to interrupt me because, you know, I'm gonna bring something content to you and maybe you have some questions. So ask the question, feel free to do that. So we'll start the session now with a light warming up. Yeah, so if you have the space, take your space in the room, and then we'll just do a small warming up, nothing heavy, just a warming of your joints. So start with your shoulders, moving backwards and forward, yeah, like this. Feel your shoulders in your body. Just move it gently, softening and warming. Okay, then let's start with the wrist. So the wrist, just turn your wrists in and out. So it's a movement. It's not with your arm nor with your elbow, but just keep it still and just move your wrists like that. And that will just open up. Yes, like that, correct. Perfect, perfect. Just turn it on clockwise and counterclockwise. And then instead of keeping it just here, bring it all the way down, all the way towards your elbow, your arm, yeah? So there, yes. So that brings a little bit more tension to the body. Do you feel that? So instead of just moving here in the flat space here, just bring it a little bit closer to you if you can. Yeah, like that. Good. And now let's open up. Take a step. You stand it like here. Take a little step and just move your arm. So open up the arms. Exactly. Yes, like that. And now you feel it all the way down to your tailbone, even your back. And the other way around, slowly, because you have all kinds of joints. And that you may even hear a clicking sound in your shoulder. Depends on if you're used to making this movement. Yeah? I have a clicking sound when I move backwards. Yeah. It's because I'm old. The other arm. So you shift your leg and the other arm. Okay, so now let's move our hip bone. So take a stance like if you're closed feet, just open up a little bit and now move your hips. Yeah, like that. So it may even be like this, moving the hips. Circles gently. This is not a power exercise, just opening up the joints and warming up, doing a small preparation for this session. Okay. Okay, now the feet, let's start with the feet. Can you see my feet? Yes, so now maybe lift your feet up with the heel off the ground and circle gently, yeah? And how do you start this exercise? Just gently move your knee, move your hip. But if you would think about this, what is moving the foot? Is it my knee or my hip? Actually, it's your hip. You start the movement from your hip and the knee and the foot will follow. Yeah? So circle slowly. And I need this because I have a heel injury. It's not from karate, it's from climbing and walking in the forest, hiking for 3 days with bad shoes. So it's important to wear proper clothes or proper gear when you train. In karate, it's just your bare feet, yeah? Okay, the other foot. Other foot. Gently move your heel and feel your joints warming up. Yeah. Okay, let's start with the knees. So raise your knee, move it out and back again. Okay. Same knee, move it up, out and back again. We'll do it a few times. Yeah, like that, other knee, up. Are you able to keep your balance? If you're into yoga or Pilates, this would be easier. Just raising your knee up and back again. Up and back again. And now we reverse the movement. We go from the out to the in. So it's not only your knee, it's also your hip bone here. So we're moving through all the joints in your body. Out, back, and in. Out, back, and in. Like that. And if you can, maybe just lift your knee up a little bit higher. So challenge yourself a little bit. Like that. Correct. A little bit higher. Like that. High. And then this could be a defense movement, yeah? Bam. Up. Two. Yeah. So now we start a little bit of gently exploring the karate bit of it. So take a walk in your room, just take a gentle walk and let me check how you're walking. So we're walking through the room. And notice how you walk. Notice how your breath is. And notice what you're seeing. What is it you're seeing? Are you relaxed? Maybe you're a bit tense. Maybe not. How are your shoulders? How's your belly? Is your belly soft? So let's check. So when you've been walking, most people think of walking as something they do daily, and they've been doing it since they're a baby, yeah? Since they were a baby. Everyone can walk. There's a difficulty to walking, and it comes with being conscious or aware how you walk. So in karate, we train walking. You wouldn't imagine, but walking is very important, and the proper way of walking, because it's not just, you know, taking a step, yeah? Where are you taking a step? Where are you walking? Like this, maybe you were walking, I'm taking a step. Maybe you were not using all your joints. So you would use your feet, yeah? Like, this is maybe more military walk. But in karate, you would think of that your foot has a heel. So Mirella, can you come a little bit closer? And you can show your heel, yeah? So if you look at the foot, it has a heel and it has toes. We all know that. But most people walk from heel to toe. And where do they walk to? To the front toe, the big toe. And it's not about walking towards the big toe. It's your balance is totally in a different spot. Can I touch you? Okay. So can you put your foot on here? Yeah. So let me see. You can see Mirella's foot, yeah? Okay. Then if you can twist it a little bit. Okay, so here is her heel. Here is her big toe. This is her center point, because her full body rests on this bit of her body. But if you walk, you're going into disbalance. You're actually falling. So the way to fall into your movement is not to move towards your big toe, but it's moving a little bit to the center of your foot, which is between the second toe here and all the rest of the little toes. So let's start walking with our awareness on that bit. So walk a little bit and start to move towards the center of your foot in the front instead of your big toe. So it's walking with a little bit more awareness. How does that feel? Does it feel different or more of the same? Now, how are you walking? Are you a bit stooped? Maybe just walk from three points in your body. There are three points in your body. It's your face, yeah, like your nose pointing in the right direction. Yeah. So look towards where you're walking. That's the intention bit. Then you have your chest and your center. So if you're stuck like that, they're not pointing out. So open up, pointing out, and then walk with the same intent of balance towards the front of your feet. Okay, let's walk a little bit. How does that feel? Maybe find a point in space and we will walk towards that point in space. And then choose a new point, a new direction. The rope or the three points there. Feel like there's a rope pulling you from your center. There's a rope around your body, your belly, at your navel point, and it's pulling. And you're walking. So that helps in being more aware, in being more in touch with your surrounding. Gently bring yourself to a stop. And what it does is it brings you here in the now. So you can imagine yourself walking at the bus station or the central station in your country, and there's crowded people, maybe with COVID not so much, but it's crowded with people and you're trying to walk towards your bus stop, your train stop, you want to catch your bus or train. So what helps? Try to walk next time you're in public, try to walk with this intent that you're pulled towards a certain direction, choose your point in space and move towards it. How does that apply in martial arts? You will see that people react differently, yeah, if you do that. People will basically they will make space for you. Why? Because you're radiating a different energy and people will open up to you. So it's different. Now let's check. How do you apply this in karate? So we want to move towards our partner in training, our opponent in a real life fight. And it would be like, hey! Yeah? So I'm moving towards my opponent. So here. So I'm moving towards my opponent and it has to be fast and snappy. And I can't do that when I'm with my foot on the ground and I'm moving slowly or lagging. So how do you feel? One of the things, key elements, is to make your body light. Yeah? How do you make your body light? So let's take a walk and then put your body in a space where it's a little bit more stooped, a little bit low, yeah, and walk a bit like this. Maybe look at the ground, look like, okay, let's walk a bit like this. It's not fun, but let's try it. How does your body feel? Is it happy? Do you feel happy because of it? Do you feel heavy? So you may walk like this when you're depressed. Yeah? But if you move in this direction, and I will try from a depressed sense, trying to hit my opponent, it looks different. I'm doing the same. My body is depressed, stooped shoulders, looking to the ground. It looks different. It is also, I feel I have less power. You can try this yourself, yeah? Try to move forward like that. Try to move forward. Okay. It doesn't feel that right. So make yourself light, airy, shake it off maybe, shake it, shake this energy off. We don't need this in our session. Yeah, shake it. So in real life, you feel depressed, shake it. Just shake yourself out of your mood. Move a bit, shake a bit. Yeah, okay, now back to feeling light, feeling purpose, feeling sense of direction. And I'm now moving into that fighting position. Boom. It looks different. The energy is different. Bam. Yeah? So if you do that, you have a key element of changing your life and your body and feel better in your body. Now let's start into a little bit of the session into some karate movement. Yeah? In karate, we have a few basic things that we do is punching and kicking and having the sense of direction towards your partner or opponent in fight. So let's look into this.
Mirela, would you like kindly come here?
Yeah, so we are here in Amsterdam and there's a red zone of COVID. So we have screen protection, yeah, just to make sure that we protect each other. So if you cannot hear or see us, just let us know. Okay, so I'm gonna put it on and then move the cap up so I can talk to you guys. So there are a few things. You can move here a bit more towards the camera. Yeah. So if I'm fighting my opponent,
there's a sense of being. So either I would rather not fight my opponent, yeah? So let's see, she's my partner. We are not fighting, but let's explore gently into this little bit of meeting someone in this shared space and then making eye contact with the person. Yeah, we know each other, so we have to smile. So there are a few places in the body that we look at. So if you have a partner with you and you can make eye contact, that would be nice, because then check what you see of your partner. Just, do you see the face or do you see the full body? Yeah, head to toe. What is it you're seeing? So there are a few pointers there. In the body, there are a few triangles. The first triangle is from head to shoulders. That's the first triangle. So maybe move a little bit here so you can see. So here to here, there's a triangle. There's a second triangle from the shoulders to your hip. Down here, there's a second triangle. And there's a third triangle from the middle, your belly button, your center of your body, towards your toes. That's the third triangle. So you have three triangles in the body and you're moving those triangles into a direction. So if I then look at my partner, try to soften your gaze, open up your eyes, yeah, and meet the person opposite you. Ah, so what does it create for you? Is it a meeting of people? Because somebody might be angry and you might meet this person, but what happens if you just smile? Just open up. And this is not something that you would think is not a real life experience. I will tell you about a little bit of real life experience. One day I was at the metro stop with my youngest daughter. Yeah, she was 11. And we were sitting there waiting for our metro to come. And this guy, obviously very drunk, he had a, you know, how can I see that? Someone is drunk. I'm watching and I'm aware of my surroundings. So I see this guy far ahead of me. He's coming up. He had a can of beer in his hand and he was acting a little bit weird. He was stooped. He was talking to everyone. He was like, yeah. So I didn't pay him any attention, but he came close to me, walking just in front of me within the meter. And the guy suddenly attacked my daughter. It wasn't a physical attack. It's not a physical attack. It's first, they start with making eye contact, yeah? So if your potential enemy or opponent comes into your space, that person will make eye contact. He will find you. And then the person comes into your space. And this already is a potential threat, because when is somebody dangerous? When? When I'm this far from Mirella, am I dangerous? I don't think so. I'm not dangerous to her. I may take a very violent stance, yeah? Am I dangerous? Not yet, because I can't kick her, yeah? So two arms length here it becomes dangerous. I took a little step forward because now I can kick her. She reacted appropriately. She took a little step back, yeah? So I just, bam! And I'm a sensei, so I'm not touching her with full intent. But I'm like, wow, yeah, I'm here. So in this occasion, the person came into our space within one arm length of distance. And he started doing towards my daughter. For me, this is an attack. What to do? I just gently said to the guy, stop, move on, with a gentle voice. And he walked on. So not always a physical reaction, like a fighting reaction, is appropriate. So it's all about finding the appropriate reaction. So let's look at the distances that you may pick up. So what would be an interesting fighting distance is, if you stand, if you're in the in your house or where you are. Stand, feet closed, open up. Yeah, put out an arm like that. And then put your second arm next to that. That's your fighting distance. So somebody coming into this space suddenly becomes dangerous. There. Okay, so if I'm here and I'm walking towards my partner, in this case, I'm walking towards my partner and I'm walking and the exercise would be, she has to say stop. So what is the moment you would say stop? Think for yourself or feel into your body. I'm walking towards you. Stop. Ah, see when she said stop? She's too nice because boom, I can touch her. This is not what you want. We are friendly, so we can drink a beer, drink a coffee. We just had a coffee. But let's say now I'm walking towards her. I have bad intent. How does bad intent look like? Think of something nasty. For yourself, feel into your body. Let's open up. Think of someone nice, someone you love. What happens in your body? Yeah, you open up, exactly. This is a giving posture, yeah? You open up. Now think of something nasty, something that happened to you and you wanna make maybe a little bit of revenge. You're like, So what happens in your face when you think of that? Nobody likes to be nasty, yeah? We are kind people. But sometimes you need to step up to the plate and embrace the dark side of yourself. Because if you embrace the darkness in you, you can then be kind and gentle again. Because the darkness is not something where my intention lies. The darkness is something I have to find within myself so I can not be that. Yeah, I've done competition in karate. I've done world championships, European championships, Dutch championships. I've been a Dutch champion a couple of years in a row. I've been third on the world championships with a knockout system. So I lost one fight. In that fight, I lost. Why? It's not because of the fight. I lost because I didn't have the right confidence entering the fight. So the fight happens before the real fight happens. Imagine yourself, why? Why was my confidence not there? So check. Check for yourself where your intention lies. Now, check for yourself when you move into the space with bad intent. I'm trying to give a bad intent now. So forgive me if it doesn't work because I'm a very kind-hearted person, but I will try. So we know each other, that makes it more difficult, but let me see if I can have a bad intent. Okay, so she said stop. Now we're in the not so striking distance. Barely, because she trusts me. But still, there was a moment of bad intent, even maybe for a split second, and she was able to recognize it in my being, in who I am. She knows I'm a trustworthy person, but my bad intent was there even for a second, and she was able to stop me. This is very difficult to convey on the screen. So if you have questions, open up your mic, maybe ask a few questions. If not, I'll just continue my session, yeah?
I can just mention there was in the chat was very good positivity, like a good presentation style, Rama, very personal and expressive coming to the camera. Yeah, they like that, yeah.
Thank you.
And somebody also mentioned, I feel like I'm missing the world walking like that. When you start walking in the room and really showing where is the pulling moment and where we should go, like in the middle of the toes, not to the main toe. That was very, I think, powerful for people. And silly, but I'm struggling with walk. Yeah, somebody
said. Yes. So I will tell you something that I discovered. I've been doing karate since I was almost 10. And I was used to my body being the way it was, yeah? And I had two children. And nobody tells you this, but as a woman, when you have children, it changes the center point in your body because your hip joints lower. So let's say my hips used to be here, now they're more here. because I had a baby. Happens with women. And most people don't realize that if you're a woman, it changes your body. Yeah, you will have a baby, but it changes how you feel in your body, how you feel your strength, how you feel your balance. Now, I had to relearn karate twice by having two children, two beautiful children, but I had to relearn how to find my balance and how to kick and how to punch and how to be. Well, this wasn't the worst thing I experienced. The worst thing I experienced is having two feet, two ankles being injured because I was hiking for 5 days with bad shoes, and I did huge distances in the hills. And when I came back after 3 days, I couldn't walk. So I had to relearn where to put my attention in my walking. And this is where I realized that, of course, my karate taught me how to walk. Also how to be present in my body. So any martial art that you're doing, most of them, the first thing you learn as a person is how to be in your body. So let's see how that works out. Mirella, I'm gonna do something with her. And if you can follow, feel it for yourself. If you have a partner, that would be nice. If you don't, let's check. Let me see the camera position like this. Yes, like that. So.
Maybe Roma, your feet. Do you need to
want no, to? No, we don't need to see my feet in this one. You need to see.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Just come closer. That's fine. Thank you. Yes. Good.
Perfect. So turn a little bit this way, Mirella. Yeah, like that. Perfect. Now, close your feet. As women, we're taught to close our legs. Yeah. When you're wearing a skirt, close your legs. Be gentle. Be like more feminine. Like this. Yeah. Already, I feel more feminine. I'm more like ha. Nice, more expressive like this. But as a man, you're standing a bit more like this, yeah, more macho because you have your things here, you're more like that. But let's see what it does to the body. So, close feet, how do you feel? Do you feel empowered? Do you feel strong as a woman? Or do you feel more gentle? How do you feel in your body? Let's test that. So, open up your arms to the front. Let's test that, yeah? I'm gonna gently put pressure on the sides of our arms and see what it does to her. So gently pressing and pressing, and she's fighting me a little bit because she's trying not to, but I win. Why? Why do I win? It's the body. Now let's open the feet. Why? Under your hip bone. So if you're standing like this, now gently open up under your hips. Under your shoulders, so straight line running through to my heels. Now maybe open up your knee, not like that, but a little bit unlock the knees, yeah? So, okay, I'm gonna do the same exercise here, shoulder high. Let's see what her body does. I need to put a little bit more pressure. Okay, she wins. She wins. So her body instantly becomes stronger. It looks the same. She's still standing, but suddenly there's more presence in her body and she's more strong. How does it affect you in your daily life when you're more standing up, being more in peace with yourself, radiating intent? Yeah, it changes the quality of your daily life. So practicing karate or practicing a martial arts brings more intent in your being. And this is the whole thing. When do you want people to trust you? How does it affect your daily life in that sense? Are you trustworthy? Are you communicative? Are you making a connection with the person with you? So if you then look into more exercises in body and strength, let's check. So move a little bit here. Yeah, like that. Okay. Yeah, it's dodgy. Okay, so if you're here, just put your, yeah, like that. and then put a hand into your side. And still you're standing, not like this, but more here, more strength there. Put your feet up, your hand up, like a punch. Yeah, so make a soft fist, not like this, very strong, but very soft, gentle fist. Open up like you have a fly here. You can hold the fly and shake it. So a very gentle fist. So then when it meets your opponent, it can just form and become strong. But if you have a strong fist, you can still meet your opponent and be strong, but it slows you down. Because let's try that. Make an open hand, make a gentle fist, and you feel softness here in the arm. And this makes you fast. Because if you're soft, you can be fast. Yeah, so soft, open arm, soft, make a soft gesture. If you make a fist like this, feel the tension coming up in your arm all the way to your shoulder. Yeah, if I'm holding it like this. So when you're fighting, it's important to be relaxed in the body. When you're moving, it's important to be breathing in your body. Yeah. Oh, somebody just their hand. Sorry if you hurt your hand. Just be soft. Be soft. So let's try it. So soft hand, like here. So there are different ideas about where to punch. Most people punch here, shoulder high, bump, like that. Now I'm a shorter person, so she will find it there. And what's the place to fight? Of course, where she hits my lungs. The place where she can hit my lungs, because then it punches all air out of my body and I'm instantly lose energy. Yeah. So in fighting, you would punch at the right spot here, or breaking my ribs here, because this part of the body is very strong. It's very strong. But here, just between, if you're a woman, between the breasts, if you're a man, just between your nipples in the center point. This is the center point. If you hit there, there's a soft spot that's made from, how do you call it? A soft bone. And if you punch there, you can break it even. Yeah. It happens often when they do CPR to people, they break the bone there. Oh, somebody said cartilage. I don't know if I pronounce it right, but that's, if that's the place, that's the word. Okay. So she would punch me here because I'm smaller. But let's see, is she strong? Let's check. No balance. Ah, she corrected herself now. Ah, now she has balance. Now let's explore that a little bit. What happened there? So there are a few steps in learning this, yeah? She didn't expect me to do that. So there was no balance and she was listening to me. But the idea is that if you want to create balance, it looked the same, but there was a slight difference that made her body stronger. And when you are facing your opponent and you're hitting your opponent, it needs to be that you're at that moment stronger, because if I'm wobbly, I'm hurting myself, but I'm not hurting her. So what I would like, and of course we don't want to hurt people, but we want to have this quality of being strong within your own body. So let's explore that quality. What do you do? So there are a few points you look at, like the walking, the intention part, the head, your chest, and your center. So you're standing like this with your feet under your shoulders. And then instead of just standing up like that, just put your tailbone in and knees a little bit down. Suddenly, there's more intention in the body. Did you see that? So I'm standing like this. Miralatu, we're standing like this. We're talking, nice. And I bring my tailbone in. So look at this. And I put my knee down, upright, like a rope or a line going up from my spine up to my head, up to the air. but my feet are going down. Do you feel that tension in your, a little bit of tension from your foot all the way up to your hips? Yeah. So then when you then try that for yourself, and then put your arm up. Okay. She made a small correction there, but let's see. Let's see if it's better now. Yeah, so it's better now. A little bit. Ha! So she's still there, and she has more intent in her body. Yeah? Let's see if we can create that, if you don't have a partner, if you can create that intent in a different way. So let's find a fighting position. So, okay, so let's see. Let's do a fighting position. So we're standing like this, moving a step forward, and we're raising our hands. So we're standing in, like this, in Shishintai. This is Japanese Shishintai position, shoulder wide. We're taking a step forward. Let me see. Step forward, and we're raising our hands. Yeah. How does this feel in your body? Okay, maybe your back foot is, back leg is straight. Maybe unlock it a little bit. There. Do you feel tension in your body? What's the position of your arm? Is the position of the arm like this? Bring your elbow in. Now there's a more entering pose, entering into something. Yeah, so this is a fighting position. Bam. Yeah, ready. Okay, entering pose. I'm entering into whatever I'm doing. So if you do embodied yoga principle that Mark Waltz teaches, this would be the entering pose. One here, one here. And this is a fire element. There's some fire. Fire. Yeah, expression. So do you feel tension in your body? Well, let's tone it down a little bit. Let's find that place where you feel tension. So stand here, one feet up, just move your arms out. Yeah. And then bring them back in. So now you feel, if I'm correct, just bring your arms out and then move in. You see that this has a different quality to it. It feels like you're like a spring. You just dial it, it's like a, like that, and then you open it, like boom. So if you use that quality, you feel a contraction within you, and that's the contraction you're trying to find when you're attacking or punching. So, but if you do that from the position we were just in, just standing like this and feeling the quality, it's the contraction of your coil a little bit that makes your tailbone come in and then relax into it. And suddenly, when you can do that from a relaxed position, you can be fast. Yeah, you can be fast with a punch. Okay, I'll wrap up this little bit. Okay, let me check. What else can we do? Let's see how we can practice relaxation. I think that's the second thing that I would like to teach before we go offline. It's relaxation in your breath. So when you're tensed, yeah, because there's stress at work, maybe your baby is crying, maybe you're walking in the street and somebody comes up to you unexpectedly, there is a moment of tension. Now, how can you relax into what is happening now? Because being present and reacting appropriately is what we want as a human being and making honest connection. So not from my past, what happened in my past when somebody yelled at me or when I had to cry myself or being distressed, I have to fight. No, just the simplest tool I can teach you in relaxation
is to sigh. Because what happens in your body? Let's try that. Just stand or sit where you are. So stand up, shake it a little bit. It's a good way of relaxing the muscles in your body. Shake it, okay? Let's now do an attacking pose. Now, boom, attack. Were you there? Were you a few seconds late? Let's do that again. La la la, shake it, walking. La la la, you're in the street, something's happening. Attack, boom. Yeah, much better, huh? So what happened there? Now you were accustomed that I was gonna ask you attack. But the idea is that if you just breathe all the way to your belly, so don't stop breathing here. No, that's too short. Just breathe all the way to your belly, put your hands on your belly. And when you breathe in, it's a balloon that swells and goes out. And then you have a collapse of the lungs. So you breathe in, and out. Breathe in, hold it, and out. So you feel that the moment you breathe out, you have a feeling of breathing in again, which is when you breathe out, there's a human reaction that makes you breathe in again. So in the dojo, we don't focus on breathing in, we focus on breathing out. Because why? Breathing out makes you relaxed and focused. And breathing in is something you already do. So when you breathe in, I'm here, I'm making a punch, try it yourself there at home. Yeah? So you're making a punch, you're moving forward, but breathe out when you do and make a sound. Make a sound. I will do, yeah? So to generate that tone and to generate that power, I need to breathe in, but I'm forcefully breathing out. I'm doing like, yeah, or, and I know. And then the idea was to do it together with my punch, yeah? You hear my breathing out? I can even tone it down like, or, yeah. So the breathing out bit makes your body relax so it can move fast. It has a beautiful quality to it of softening and being strong at the same time. So you can react better, easier. Now, if you apply this in daily life, that would mean that, you know, just focus on breathing in, breathing out. Breathing out would be better. So when I have a stressful situation coming up, or somebody is saying something I don't like, I just take that little moment to breathe out. I'll just sigh. The easiest way to breathe out is say, ah. Try it. Say, ah. Again. Ah. So it has a softening quality around the belly, a softening quality around the mouth, and a loosening of your tongue. Do it again. I feel an opening at my heart space, opening. So now I'm able to receive whatever is coming and trust myself that I can handle it. Does that make sense to you? Okay. So let's open a Q&A. If there are any questions. Thank you, Mirella. Yeah, you can sit, Tor. Yeah, just sit here. Maybe they have questions for you as well.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
There was
many questions.
There are people thanking, like, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us, because it's really precious time, actually, with we train with person who train Olympionics. It's not every day.
Yeah.
It's a question. Does intention have importance in out-breath?
I think out-breath amplifies your intention. So it's when I am relaxed and happy, I am light in my body. I can face everything. When I'm low in energy, I have a tendency to be depressed, you know, shoulders down. Maybe my breath stops. So it's very important to just open up and make space. Can we do some basic karate poses at home daily? Yes, you can. Even if you're a middle-aged woman, I am 44. I am going towards 50. I've been doing this all my life. I plan to do it till I die. So yes, you can do it. Let's say a few simple stance. Yeah. So one is being in your body like that. And just, you know, this is what you do daily life. Yeah? You never are in this pose, yeah, fighting pose. But let's say that you're into stance. Like that. Yes. This you can use daily life into when you're waiting at the grocery shop in line for your paying. So you can do that anywhere. A basic karate stance would be you're standing like this, open up and take a step forward. And then instead of standing like this, stand up with your body straight, all the way to heaven, here, hit tailbone in, and stretch your heel to the floor. This is my standing foot in the back, stretch to the floor, here. Okay, and then move your arms in, into direction, there, entering. If you're entering something into daily life, let's say you have a business meeting, maybe you want to practice entering pose, yeah? Because you're entering into something and you want to feel more in tune with yourself and whatever is going to happen, and you feel not so confident, do the entering pose. That will help you. Boom. There. This is a fighting pose, entering pose. I'm entering into whatever I am facing. Now, another basic karate stance is when you stand on your back foot. So you stand, take a step forward, but now turn your back foot and your back leg a little bit out, move your balance down, and there. You can do it with your heel up. Wow. Now this is a defense pose. Suddenly I'm more into defense. Yeah, I can do whatever. Boom. I'm more light. So I can do things like that. I can do, yeah. So another pose you can do, opening up, defense. Still open, fine by me. Here, heel off the ground, there. You can even now kick from the front. Just lift your foot up, out and back again. Any other questions? We have, I think, a few more minutes.
In Q&A, there is a question. If you want, I can read for you. I like what you said about walking, that when you walk with intention, the crowd will part. Do you have any advice on how we can improve our presence?
In karate, we also do meditation. Mm. So being in the now, you can practice at home with meditation. If you practice with, that's a good question. If you practice with a partner in a dojo like us, we're in the dojo now. You need to practice being here. So when I enter the dojo, I am here. I'm not busy with home or doing anything. So I can practice my being present and being in the now by practicing with her. So I would do exercises like this. In the dojo, we do this type of stuff. So you would attack me, I think, okay, I'll just open up. Yeah. I'll demonstrate again, maybe it was too fast. Yeah, so she comes up to me, I'll do a block, a punch, a strike, maybe I'll do something else, yeah? Oops, sorry, touched her. Okay. Here, I'm gone. Past her. Thank you. So when you're practicing this type of stuff, you cannot be somewhere else. You have to be there with your partner to train. So if you want to train that, being present, karate or a martial art helps you to be in the now. What do you need to be your most badass? I think badass being, yeah? If you want to be badass in real life, be soft and kind and open, but have your readiness to you. And you can do that by doing the exercises we did in the beginning, opening up, being conscious how you stand, how you walk, pick a point in space and walk towards it. Try it at home, try it at the central station, try it in public, try it in a supermarket. You will see people will react totally different towards you. Yeah, try it. Badassness happens to be in your being present.
Thank you so much, Roma.
Yeah, thank you.
Very hard to finish because I felt like we such a knowledge. You can be here maybe 2-3 more hours, even more, and we will still like, yes, we will be gaining so much. And that's I want to say. Before I will announce, you can maybe put some your website or the Maggie co-host. Yes, she's putting the website where you can find the Roma. And I need to announce next session on this channel will be Formative Embodiment with Dr. James Fail. And please, there is links. You can chat about the sessions. You can chat in the coffee breaks. Yes, if you would like to upgrade and get the sessions, get all in your library forever to digest, because there is so much in it. You can see there is so much in it. You can go and upgrade. There is the link in the, just Maggie put it there. All links are in the chat. But yes, anything else I need to announce? Yeah, the website. Yeah, you can find Roma is on, yeah, there is a Tech Sensei EU, something, yeah.
Techsensei.eu.
And they can maybe if more questions, they can find you perhaps there, yeah?
You can find me also on Facebook.
That's
so
good.
I'm also staff at the Embodiment Conference. I'm staff in the Martial Arts and Healing Arts channel. So please reach out to me. Be welcome. Send me a text message.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And before we go, do you have any like a top tip how to stay embodied?
Breathe. Under pressure, that's the challenge. Breathe in daily life, practice breathing. Breathe and relax into your body. Feel how you feel and allow it in. So then you can work with it.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for the channel sponsor as well. I would love to mention, and please join us in coffee break. Join Roma on the Facebook page, join her. And if you can, go and upgrade because you will support everybody. Okay, thank you, Roma. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for all participants. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for joining. And have a beautiful day.